This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cyber teams inside the U.S. government and private companies have been trying to block attempts to take over hospital computer systems across the country. AP correspondent Tim McGuire explains why.
The FBI and two federal agencies say Russian-speaking hackers are trying to insert a ransomware into computer systems in healthcare facilities across the country. The attacks come as the nation is seeing big jumps in positive tests for the coronavirus and COVID-19 hospitalizations. One expert calls this the most significant cybersecurity threat to the U.S., and he is concerned the group may try to lock up the computer systems of hundreds of hospitals over the next few weeks. Tim McGuire, Washington.
With less than a week until Election Day, former Vice President Joe Biden spent Wednesday focusing on fighting the coronavirus while U.S. President Donald Trump stayed on the campaign trail. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Biden stayed in Delaware and was briefed by health experts on the virus.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch.
Biden says even if he wins, ending the pandemic will take hard work.
We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people. And we'll never, ever, ever quit.
In Arizona, President Trump touted a vaccine.
A safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily. That eradicates the virus, and we're rounding the turn regardless.
Few wore masks in the crowd. Practically every state is seeing a rise in coronavirus cases. I'm Ed Donahue.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai testified to the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee virtually.